Hey, you guys, it's the Koi Pondre. This is going to be so much fun. You know why, right?
What's up?
Because we got to talk with Gabriel Iglesias.
El hombre famoso, el comediante Gabriel Iglesias, el Fluffy.
Oh, my God. You speak Mexican?
I speak Mexican.
I love you, Gabe. Koi Pond, tune in.
You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and
yes.
downs, you know, I just said, look.
Oh, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day every day, but today especially. Why? Man, I'll tell you why.
Tell us why.
Man, I got to have breakfast, lunch, which they call brunch.
Mm.
But it was more breakfast. Mm. We were just eating breakfast really late. I think that's right. With one of my favorites. One of my inspirations. One of those guys you look up to and go, I got to get there. Mr. Gabriel Iglesias, everybody.
I am so full. That was not breakfast. That wasn't lunch. That was a cornucopia of like people that get high don't eat that much.
Yeah, man. You know you ate a lot when you use the word cornucopia.
Right?
Cornucopia. I got white friends.
Oh, you got white friends?
So you learn to say things like that. Cornucopia.
Yeah. Cornucopia.
Easy financing.
Oh, yeah. Easy financing.
All those things you get to say.
Andre, have you ever heard easy financing?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Never in my life have I ever heard.
Are you kidding?
Easy financing, bro. I was never approved. I was never, ever approved. My mom, when I was 33, bought me my Acura because they wouldn't approve. They were like, no, you're fucking. This is what the guy said. He went, are you serious?
Right.
That's what he said to me. Yeah. And I had to get my mom to co-sign.
That's what they say as soon as I come on the lot.
What?
Are you kidding me right now,
sir?
Are you fucking serious?
You learned the letters OAC, right?
Yeah.
OAC.
OAC. Yeah. On approved credit. That's yours for $1.99 on approved credit.
That's the
on
whisper.
Credit. Yeah.
You got to go get the in-house financing. You hear that?
Bro. The one where you wound up paying like 22% APR?
Yeah. I think it's like 50.
Something stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Get a brand new Hyundai for $100,000. It's a cornucopia of a price.
Cornucopia.
Bro, I don't even know what cornucopia means.
You know what cornucopia is? Is that old giant freaking funnel thingy that had all Thanksgiving. You know that giant,
cornucopia!
That giant funnel and then all the food and pumpkins
I know exactly
and stuff is falling out of
that's
it.
That's a thing?
That was lunch.
It's like a basket, but it looks like a trumpet, like an old French horn. Yeah. And then you put it on the table and they put pumpkins and shit in it.
It's like a big old freaking
Thanksgiving.
You don't know what he's talking about. You really don't. The cornucopia.
Now you know. Now you know what a cornucopia.
Now I know what a cornucopia is. You don't know what he's talking about. No. You see it on every
Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving, you see like this big horn looking right there. You don't know that
big cornucopia.
You think that I had one of those at Thanksgiving?
No, I'm not saying
ever.
You, but that's on every Christmas on
all
every Thanksgiving card.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Teachers would always post that.
Image with the little baby pumpkins. And stuff.
Yeah. So it's either the turkey or the cornucopia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cornucopia.
Like
cornucopia.
Elephant anus right there. Just an explosion.
Hilarious.
That's what they should have called it.
That's what they should have called it.
That's actually what it was modeled after. And then the person that made it went. He was like a rattan elephant anus. And they're like, let's call it a cornucopia.
Yeah. Let's
call it
up.
A cornucopia.
That's a bit harsh.
Dude, yeah, that was lunch, man. I'm serious. Like, food just kept. There was so much food. There was the food that we ordered, and then the restaurant was, you know, they're fans, mm-hmm. and so they just started, we think that that you guys would like this, and the owner sent this, and the cooking staff, you know, they sent this. And
they
so
all
set, like,
they
oh
all
God.
Set their version of what they thought Jeez. We would like.
They were like offerings.
Yeah.
They were like offerings.
We come to give to
you.
Yeah,
please. Bless our restaurant.
Please.
M&M waffle. With a scoop of nothing funnier than
the delicacy of
M&M
waffle.
My favorite is how they describe it as if it's like a four star restaurant cuisine, you know, when they do the descriptions, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Theirs is like, this is a Belgian waffle stuffed with M&Ms and a hint of whipped cream and powdered sugar. Yeah. Enjoy yeah. your diabetes. Nice.
Michelin rated.
Yeah, yeah, Michelin rated. Number one Belgian waffle in Belgium.
Yeah.
M&Ms. Bro, it's so good. I'm not going to lie. Everything they had was amazing.
Right.
Gabe got the Cajun chicken skillet.
Cajun chicken skillet.
Smothered in country gravy, scrambled eggs, and I got the pastrami omelet.
That you wound up splitting with me.
I split it with you, and then we ordered avocado toast because we felt healthy. But we couldn't just have avocado toast. Yeah. We had to add bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
To make it healthy.
To make it complete.
To make healthy taste good. Because healthy to me tastes like shit.
It does.
I'm sorry, man. I try so many times, Gabe. I can't. Whenever someone says, McDonald's will kill you, I'm like, you know what? Then kill me. Then kill me, because I can't get enough of McDonald's. I really do love breakfast. I really do. I love the cheeseburgers. I love the Big Mac. Sorry, kill me.
You're all about the GMO.
You're
all about the GMO.
Give me those dark blue seeds that you call plants and grow them. Have you ever seen the seeds for GMO seeds? Yeah. They're all one color. Give them to me. I don't give a shit. It comes in a little bottle. It says corn on it. Fucking stick it in the ground. Grow it.
Corn.
It's the best tasting corn you'll ever have.
I've had organic. You know what organic stands for? What? No flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
No flavor.
Yeah. You know why? Because the that's so true. You know why? Because all the organic foods, you don't get to eat by the insects and shit. This is just a really... I'm so unhealthy that this is my train of thought.
No, this is your hypothesis. I get it.
Yeah. This is my... that's another word I never use. Hypothesis.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I really feel like organic food dies fast. I always try. Like, I go to the...
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, and I'll buy the organic carrots. Organic... Blah, blah, blah. All the organic shit. It's dead in my refrigerator in like 3 days.
Oh, because there's no
preservative. I buy the GMO shit. That shit's... I come back from tour, a motherfucker, I open the fridge, it's like, hey, you want a carrot?
Because it's fucking...
Still here, man.
Because it's fucking...
In fact, I grew.
It's laminated, that's why.
Who cares? You know it's true. Am I lying?
No, you're absolutely
right. I'm 100% right.
Yeah, sure.
Give me that GMO bread. I had bread on my counter... On tour, I don't know that it's. I'll say the name. It's artisanal. You had it?
The artisanal. Yeah. It's the cardboard. You're better off just eating cardboard. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like
you
freaking
think
cardboard.
So? No, I think we're thinking of two different things.
There's one that's the healthy one, the one that expires really. Like,
yeah,
you know,
you're about talking about. God, what is that called?
Do you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I'm thinking of the wrong one. I think you and I are talking about two different breads. I'm gonna take a picture of my bread and send it to you.
Okay.
Because you're gonna fall in love with this bread, Gabe. This shit lasts 2.5 months and it's still fluffy. No pun intended.
Nice.
Still fluffy. Still fluffy. I make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with this thing. After 2 months, you know what I'm talking about. You see it at my house.
I do.
I buy 3 loaves of that shit. I'll be on the road for 3 weeks, and it's still perfect.
And here's the thing. You're going to digest it, and guess what? Still fluffy.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys had a bet before I got here.
Yeah. How many times can we say fluffy? I'm telling you. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you, Gabe. You will start buying this. God damn it. What's the name of it? I will send you a picture of it. You'll start buying this bread. Because I used to buy all those health breads, oats, and... Harvest grain and all that. Fucking done. 1 week, it's done.
As soon as the air hits it, it's hard. Yeah.
Done.
And I know what he's talking about is the bread that tastes like a picket fence. It's like
really?
It's like seeds and grain together. Like they just mashed it together
and call it bread.
Hope for the best.
Yeah.
We hope it lasts.
I can't eat that.
I can't think the name of it.
Nah, man.
Yeah, that was clearly not what they served us.
Yeah, no, that's how
That whole thing was GMO.
No, yeah, that was all GMO.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what they said. GMO or no, that's their slogan.
GMO,
GMO or go.
Or go.
I don't understand it. Like they say, brown rice is good for you. Who the fuck made white rice? Because that is the most brilliant thing ever made. But they always say try brown rice. You ever eat brown rice with your food? It tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's bad. Everything white, like the bread. White. Well, no, I do like wheat. I do like wheat. I do like wheat. But man.
My favorite thing in life is a Spam sandwich on white bread.
Bro.
Spam sandwich on white bread.
If you guys can see me now, I'm doing the backstroke. That's my all you need are three things with that sandwich. You ready? White bread, Spam, little crispy. Mm-hmm. I like my crispy.
Crispy.
Mayonnaise. That's it.
Thank you.
That's all you need. Bro, they serve that at McDonald's in Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
Here's how good that sandwich is. You ready for this game? My dad came and saw me. Surprised me. That's it. That's the bread. What's it called? I can't read it. Arturo's bread?
Artesano?
Oh.
Artisanal?
Artisanal?
Artesano. Artesano bakery bread. God damn it. They should pay me for this plug. I'm telling you, Gabe, it is the best bread you'll ever. You'll buy 4 loaves of that shit.
No kidding.
Really? I've never had it.
You've been to my house, though. You've seen it, right? It's always stacked right there. I buy 2, 3, 4 of those at a time. I polish it up. It's so good. My dad came to Hawaii to visit me. Just surprised me out of nowhere.
Are you sure he went to visit you, not just to go to Hawaii?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, because I know you've been to freaking Fargo, North Dakota. He didn't go visit you there.
Yeah, he did it. That son of a bitch.
He didn't visit you in Des Moines.
Yeah, didn't come to that one.
Yeah.
Nope, but Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii. He was there before I landed. He's like, hey, son.
I've been waiting for you.
The door opened for the plane. He went, aloha.
Surprise.
He went to McDonald's with me. Swear to God, Gabe. He goes, one of the flight attendants told me there's a Spam sandwich here.
Yeah.
He said that to him.
Spam McGriddle.
It's a Spam McGriddle.
Spam McGriddle.
What?
Bro, he ate 3 of them.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't believe first of all, my dad's a baby boomer. So he's a World War II baby. Mm. So, you know, Spam, that's when that shit was invented. That's all he ate when he was a kid. Bro, he polished off 3 of those. He thought it was the greatest thing ever invented. He's like, why isn't all the McDonald's serving this sandwich?
It's like the most perfect level of salt and meat, just if you want to call it meat. But
it's not meat.
No.
I think it's actually salt. I think it's just salt compacted.
It's so perfect, though.
It's so good.
It is. That Spam sandwich on white bread, and then they cut it in the little triangles.
Yes.
So you don't feel like you're doing anything bad.
No, because you're not.
Little tiny triangles.
Because you're not.
So good.
You're not. Have you? You don't like? Oh yeah. So this guy stopped eating meat.
Yeah, I don't eat meat.
Nothing.
Nah.
He's lame. You know, and then he wants to go out to eat with me. And I'm like, well, why? What are you going to do? Sit next to me?
Yeah, we can't go to the same places.
It's stupid. What are you going to get?
What do you eat then? Because you're slim.
Vegetables.
You're slim. Oh, that's it? Just vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah.
And tofu. Tofu is his protein.
And fake meat. Like,
it's so lame.
Like
tofu, chicken, tofu bacon. Spelled,
they leave the second C out. It's chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken with a quotation.
Yeah, with a K. Yeah, with a question mark.
Chicken, when they call it wings.
So you ever go to like Veggie Grill?
I've never been to Veggie Grill.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
It's pretty awesome.
No, is it really?
I tried going vegetarian for a year.
Yeah, okay.
You did it for a year?
I did it for 6 months.
Okay.
My girlfriend at the time, she went for it for the whole year, but I stopped at 6 months. We used to eat at Veggie Grill a lot, and they have the chicken nuggets. And
yeah.
It tastes like chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
really good.
There's a place called
Buffalo
Hope.
Chicken.
There's a place called Hope. You've been there on Ventura.
I like Hope.
Hope. They're
good. I do like Hope, but I will say this: I can only do it
every once in a while.
Yeah, man, I'm a meat eater. It's hard.
If it wasn't for my wife, who's been vegetarian since 14,
yeah,
I would have a plate of ribs right now.
Yeah, that's so true.
As we speak.
Oh, so you would break the rules. You would.
No, I probably not. Probably not now. I mean, so I'm like 3
I will
years,
say
like
this about you, in. Though. I will say this about you. You do seem to be a little bit healthier.
Okay.
Because you used to hack a lot.
Yeah.
And it was annoying.
I'm sure.
Yeah. He would do my shows, Gabe, and do this every like 5 minutes.
I have
fucking mucus.
It's fucking allergies.
It was from the meat.
And asthma. And
I think that was the meat.
From the meat.
It's the meat. Did you ever smoke, Gabe?
Not cigarettes.
How about drink?
Definitely drink.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have your, but only when you're on the road, right?
You know what? That was the case forever. Now I flipped it. Now I keep it cool on the road and I drink at home.
Oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have occasional drinks. Yeah, yeah, but smoking was never my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in our line of work, man, we hang out with a lot of cats. That's their vices. Like they go up and they have a drink. They got to smoke.
They got to drink something, smoke something before they go up. They can't just go up.
Yeah. And I
takes the edge off.
Yeah, I could never do that. Mm-mm. I could never do it, man.
Does that become like just like a psychological habit, though?
I think so.
I think after a while.
Because it's not just, I mean, there's no truth to that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know, man. I mean, it is, it comes with the territory.
If it becomes your thing, then it obviously is your thing. But I'm saying, like, I mean, there's no, if you got to go up, you just got to go up. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, like, you know how people, like, take a drink to, you know, cut the edge or get the nerves down?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
people do that, right?
I've heard that a lot. Comics will say, oh, yeah, I gotta calm down a little bit before I go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll walk up with a drink and just say, fuck it altogether.
I'm the opposite. I like to go with that energy, man. Like I'm excited, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, when I hear the crowd, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to go up. Are you the same way, Gabe?
Absolutely. But when I'm on stage, if people start sending shots, I turn into that guy too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I want to make everybody happy. I want to make me happy, everybody happy.
Yeah. Make them all happy.
Make them all happy.
Bro, I did that in Houston. You remember when the improv used to be in Houston?
It looked like Spellbinders?
It looked like a Rainforest Cafe. Like,
yeah.
You remember that?
It was Spellbinders before.
Oh.
A comedy club called Spellbinders, and then the improv bought it out. I used to call it the Harry Potter Club.
Yeah.
It had kind of it did more rainforest.
Yeah. It had like the big giant trees, plastic trees and shit. Mm-hmm. It was all downstairs in the lobby area, right? And bro, that was one of those nights where I think I took down a bottle of Jameson.
Wow.
And I was performing. And I think I did like 2.5 hours. Just fucking hammered. I mean, and it got to the point where people were just laughing because I was slurring. Like, people like laugh. Yeah, whatever, Joe. One more.
I spent some time on that stage and I got so drunk one night, they cut me off.
Oh, what?
They said, yeah. They said, no. I asked for a shot, and they're like, no. And I called my my merch guy, Ivan. I go, hey, Ivan, find out what no means. That's how drunk I was. I said, find out what no means.
Is that a new tequila?
I'll take a shot of no tequila. Yeah! Fucking Gabe, stop. You stop. That's an annoying drunk. You know what else I did, Gabe? I did this a couple times. I don't know if you've done it.
I guarantee you I have.
Yeah, he has. I don't know why I just said that. I bought both shows around. Have you done that?
You know what? I've bought a lot of people shots at shows.
Yeah.
The craziest thing I did was I got drunk and I took the whole club to go eat tacos.
Oh,
oh my God.
I did that in Sacramento at the Punchline.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah. And this guy in the crowd was like, I own a restaurant. And I'm like, who's hungry? And next thing you know, there's like, you know.
The whole club?
47 cars on the
freeway. Oh my God. No, bro.
Yeah. I get there and it's like, wow.
I wish you would have documented that. That'd
I guarantee you there's a lot of people that did. The problem was that I said, yeah, my treat, but the place served alcohol, so the bill in the morning was stupid.
Really?
Yeah, because they cleaned that place out.
And like, you paid for it.
I paid for it.
Well, see, at least you're a man
of your
word.
It was an epic story. I didn't do that all the time, but I.
You know what I did? I paid for the drinks, right? And I was like, hey, you guys. I was celebrating something. I'm like, I want to do a shot with everyone. I go. Everyone gets around. Right? And then fucking, they drink. Right? And then I do it the second show. Same shit. You know what? Everyone gets drunk. Fucking manager brought the bill. I'm like, hey, you're not gonna give me the green room discount.
He gave me the full thing.
I'm like, bro. He's like, no, that is a discount. I'm like, bullshit.
At least
bullshit.
The club.
give me half. I paid. I didn't throw it. Fuck it, man. That club does so much for us. You know what I mean? They did so much for us.
What club was it? Oh, you did that in Houston?
No. I did that in, where the hell did I do that? Ontario.
Oh, man. Okay. So about anywhere from 3 to 350 shots. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yep. All on the same shit. All the same. That's the one thing I said. I go, if you want a shot, it's what I'm having. I don't want you guys. I'll take a daiquiri. top shelf.
Upgrade.
Fuck you. We're all having Jameson. We'll be right back with more Koi Pond. Hey, Gabriel Iglesias. We're back. Gabe, thank you so much for being on, man. This is so cool.
You got me thinking about Jameson now. I was like, I don't know what it is about Jameson.
I don't know either.
They sponsored a lot of comedy tours, though.
Do they really?
Well, I remember
they did.
They were sponsoring a lot of the Jameson comedy tours.
I don't know what it is about Jameson with me. That's just in our culture, though. Filipinos love Crown, and they love Jameson. So it was always around me. So it was like, I guess it was just the drink that people buy me.
Yeah, I didn't really get introduced to Jameson until...
Me, right?
Yeah.
Or Ryan. Or anyone Filipino that's near you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's our drink.
It's the go-to.
It's what every uncle drinks. Jameson. Hey, Joseph, you want to shout up Jameson?
Jameson.
Shit. Yeah. Yes. You want another shout up Jameson?
How did he say it?
Jameson. Yeah, they put a H at the end. You want to shout up Jameson? Okay, yeah, I'll take some of that. Yep. Fuck it. Next thing you know, you're fucked up with your uncle singing karaoke. Just me and my uncle singing Elvis Presley. And now, dear and a sneer, and so a bridge, my panel curtain. Can I tell you something about that song, Gabe?
That is my way, right?
That's my way.
Okay. clearly.
Clearly. Hilarious. Clearly my way. Definitely. Let me tell you something about that song, Gabe. In the Philippines, if you sing that song wrong or fuck it up or disrespect it, they murder people for it.
Like murder as
like
in just...
kill you.
No shit.
You better not sing that song wrong. So you better not even sing that song. It's the craziest thing.
It's just on that song.
That song only. The wow. My Way murders.
But what is wrong? I mean, wrong is subjective, right? Like, or is it if you just...
Yeah, wrong is subjective. But then you know when someone's doing it wrong. You see those people like, doing karaoke.
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a real thing, man.
That's like one of the most popular karaoke songs. I've sang that song, and I guarantee you I've sang it. I would have gotten killed.
Yeah, they would have killed Gabriel in the Philippines.
They just need to take it out of the book then.
Just take it out of the book. Don't let anyone sing it.
Taking my ass down. Yeah. Grab that bat motherfucker.
Yeah.
Put it down.
What the fuck is she doing?
After six Jamesons.
Yeah. He drank all the Jameson and now he's fucking up Elvis Presley song. Fucking Gabriel Iglesias. This son of a shit.
That's how they curse, by the way. Son of a shit?
You son of a shit. My mom used to call me a son of a shit. That was her favorite. If I didn't do something, you son of a shit. And I would just laugh. What the fuck are you laughing at? Oh. Only if you knew who you're cursing at. you son of a shit. Oh, Mom. You're fucking it all up. Was your mom into your stand-up?
You know what? She never got it.
She didn't see...
She was supportive, but she wouldn't laugh. Like, I couldn't make her... I could only make her laugh off stage. Like, if we were in the car and I said something funny, she would laugh. But me on stage... her way of supporting was making sure the people around her were, pay attention, mira, mi hijo. You know, she'd always point, like, look at.
Yeah, look at him. That's how she supported you?
Yeah, but I couldn't make her laugh. Not
really?
Not from the stage.
What would she support you that you were pursuing your dream? As a comic.
Yes. And by supporting, I mean she's not talking me out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
But she wasn't encouraging you, like, you should be a comedian.
No. She wanted what was best for me. And at the time, I had an opportunity to, it was either be a teacher.
Yeah.
I had a really good job working at a department store. I was working at Robinson's Maine, the credit department.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, no, mijo, benefits. Benefits.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Benefits. Same thing.
And when you're young, you don't give a shit about benefits. You don't care. You're like, I'm fine right now. Yep. But then, you know, you're not thinking about 30, 40 years later when you're like, well, fuck, benefits sound really good right now.
Yeah. benefits, you know,
get seen by the doctor the same day. That's that's some awesome shit right there.
Yeah, yeah.
you're not doing home remedies, rubbing sticks together.
Salt water,
some oil that's been in the cabinet for 20 years with some shit in it. And you're like, put that where? Okay.
All right. Under what?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But no, she was supportive. Once she saw that things were going great, then she was, you know. Yeah, she liked the benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
My version. Your
benefits. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, insurance. I am insurance. That's a good life, man. Mm-hmm. They don't see it, though. They don't understand. That was 22 years ago when you made that decision, right?
I wanted to do it since before then. When I was 10 years old, I was like, I want to do comedy. But
same person, Gabe? I was 10.
Nice.
And my mom also said benefits. And I was working at Nordstrom Rack right there on LAX, Sepulveda and LAX, you know, that where LAX is. There was a Nordstrom Rack right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we're the fucking A, bro. And it's like the same mom. You know what I mean? Get your benefits.
You know what kills me is like, I saw how you eat and I'm like, wow. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Your metabolism is definitely not like my metabolism.
Yeah.
Cause I look like you feel.
Yeah. Dude, I kill it, man. I kill it. So you wanted to be a comic when you were 10.
When I was 10.
And then when you became, you were 26?
Let me see.
Wait, no, I did my math wrong. You were 22 when you started.
I was 20, right up, I was about to turn 21.
Wow.
So, That's cool.
And then you made it. But you were doing shit before that.
Well, I did stuff in high school. I was on the speech team.
You were acting?
Not acting. It was just, you know, it was speech.
Yeah.
Speech and debate.
Oh, okay. And then you knew that I got this.
I knew that I wanted it. I just didn't know how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And then once I started working, then it was like, okay, when do I find time to do it?
Yeah. How old were you when you met Paul Rodriguez?
Ooh, what, 17?
You were 17. Did you tell him that you wanted to be a comic or not?
Oh, my God. So Paul Rodriguez went to Long Beach City College. He had a teacher named Anita Cano, who was also my mom's teacher when she went to Long Beach City College. And so my mom introduced me to that teacher, and she's like, Mijo says he wants to do comedy. He wants to do comedy.
Wait, your mom did that?
My mom made that connection for me.
So
next thing I know, they said, Paul Rodriguez is going to be the guest keynote speaker at the graduation. And so my mom went and got me a suit, and I dressed up, I went to the graduation and I met him. And I was like, oh my God, Paul, you know, I was like, I'm the biggest fan. Well, you know something, you're really big. Hey, and hey.
So good. That's so fucking good.
I told him, I says, I wanna be just like you. I wanna follow in your footsteps. And he's like, you know something, you're a big guy. You can make your own steps. You create your own opportunity and you're gonna be all right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was he cool? He was cool with you.
He was very nice.
Yeah.
He was very, very nice.
He's such a nice guy.
And that for me was awesome because he was like one of those comics that I looked up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was inspired. You know, I was like, oh my God, he's the only brown person I saw on TV.
Yeah, AKA Pablo.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he had that show. I remember watching that.
I watched it too, man. I loved Paul. That's cool that he said that to you. I saw the picture of you and your fucking hair. God damn, you had hair.
I miss my hair.
Yeah, you had a lot of hair,
I had some awesome Andy Garcia hair.
He had hair, bro.
I've never seen that. I got to Google that.
Yeah. He had healthy, thick Vietnamese hair. He could have sold that hair to a lot of black women. He would have got a mitt for his hair, bro. It was nice hair.
It was
you
tight.
Barely used gel, and it stood up.
Yeah.
It stood up on its own.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I miss gel.
Yeah.
I miss gel. And then, you know, I started cutting my hair short, and then I started using all those Cholo products, the Tres Flores, the Vaseline, and the other stuff, which probably didn't help my hair. But I had a feeling I was going to lose it one day, so I figured I'd keep it short this way that once it did happen, it wasn't that much of a
shock. I did the same thing. What age did you lose? Did you start noticing like...
You know, my hair started thinning out probably about 10 years ago, and it took a while for it to finally just say, you know what, fuck this.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I was about 28, and it just started thinning, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just go bald now, preemptive bald.
Yeah. So. I was 17 when I was like, yeah, I'm starting to look like Phil Collins.
remember?
Yeah, bro, I can't. I would wake up to that Miami Vice theme song. You can feel it, call it in the air tonight. And just my hair just looked like a strip. Man. It was bad. I would gel That's it. Tough. I would comb it forward. I did all that shit. I was so happy that they did the Caesar cut.
Yeah.
Remember the Caesar cut was big in like the 90s?
The line?
Oh, I was so, yeah. You remember it was just like everyone was doing it. Kevin Costner did it in The Bodyguard. And I think everyone did it. You know what I mean? And then I started doing it. But man, I was fine. You could tell that the hair on the left side was like being long, was longer than the hair on the short side. But I had to make it match to fit the line. You know what I mean? It was bad, dude.
You fought it.
I fought it, bro.
You fought it.
And then one day I was just like, I got to fucking shave it. I got to shave this.
Yeah.
I want to get back to Paul Rodriguez. Do you mind?
Not sure.
I remember. How crazy is it that Paul, because you can almost say Paul has the Midas touch. One, with his career alone, you know what I mean? What he did was amazing. You know what I mean? He was one of the first to get on TV and do what he did for Latinos. You know what I mean? And he inspired, which is someone like you, which is crazy because you told him. And then two, bro, his son was skateboarding in the fucking driveway. And Paul, I asked Paul, I go, how crazy is it that your son is the biggest fucking thing in skating?
Yeah.
Like your son. Your son is the face of street skating for Nike.
Right.
First Latino to ever be the face of that. He's like, I can't do his voice, but he was just like, yeah.
He said, you know, if I would have known that he was going to be so successful at skateboarding, I would have given him a different name. He erased me from Google. Because you try to look up Paul Rodriguez right now.
That's so true.
He erased himself
Holy
by giving him the same name.
Shit, I didn't even think of that.
You can't find Paul Rodriguez.
You gotta
Paul Rodriguez, comedian, and then you'll find him.
Right.
But if you just put Paul Rodriguez, it's his son.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But how crazy, though, that those two parallels are in his life. That, like, that's his line. That's his fucking line. Gabriel Iglesias and Paul Rodriguez Jr.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick, bro.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that he indirectly motivated or inspired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, both of us.
Both of you. Both a lot for Paul Rodriguez Jr.
Right.
He didn't have to pull out. I mean, he could have pulled out.
Nice.
He could have pulled out. No skateboarding for you. But that's kind of cool, though, and it's kind of cool that that story's in there. Like, I love that, man. I love the fact that that was your inspiration. You met him, and then, boom, you turn into fucking what you are now. Two sold-out shows at Staples, and that's just L.A. alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's not worldwide what this guy's done.
Yeah.
Like, no one is And I don't even like to say Latino because it's not even about Latino. Like, your fan base is so broad. You know what I mean? Like, one thing I hate is when we pigeonhole. Like, yeah, you have your Latino fan base. Duh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to Australia, he's doing the same fucking numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he goes to...
And then people hear that and then they go, well, I didn't know there was Mexicans in Australia.
Yeah, and it's so...
Why does it only have to be...
Why does it have to be Mexicans? I don't understand that.
That's funny.
His TV show on Netflix right now is number one. It's number one. The biggest following that he has for that TV show is in India.
Mm.
In India alone.
Wow.
Do you think there's Mexicans there? In India? I mean, maybe two or three, but I mean,
there's a couple.
It's pretty badass, man.
In the Pueblos of India.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's so funny. But it's so true, though, man. It's like, you know, I encounter that a lot, too, man. A lot of, you know, they always, I feel like they say it because it makes them feel secure. Is that wrong to say?
You know, it's
their way of feeling secure about themselves. Oh, I know why. It's because you have a Mexican following.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, that's not it. It's because I'm funny and a lot of people come and see me. That's what it is. Okay? That's why I have Staples and that's why I sell out in Nashville and that's why I sell out in fucking Tennessee. It's like, that's why I sell out in Australia. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to get all mean about it. It's just like, it drives me crazy. But, you know.
It's one of those things where people, now I'm starting to sound like Paul. You know something? It's one of those things where you feel that the cornucopia of comedy just, it all explodes at the same time.
It all explodes at the same time on the table. And everyone starts eating it. But it's just, it's cool, man. So, like, it's badass that you have taken comedy to that level. And it's not because of your demo. It's because you're fucking funny, bro.
Thank you.
And yeah, man.
And likewise, 100%, it's, yeah, man. It's easy to tear somebody down.
Easy, dude. And I've always said that, man. I tweeted a long time ago when you did it the first time. And I meant it from my heart. Like, you know what I mean? Because I know how hard. I said this to D.O. Hughley. We never get the first look. And when I say we, I mean people that aren't of the majority. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And especially us, you know what I mean? Like, we don't get the first look. We don't get the first look. We don't get the first congrats. We don't get the first, yes, he did it. We don't get that. We get that later on with a lot of, like, questioning. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I didn't know there was Mexicans in Malaysia. I don't know. Wow, can you convince
me? Who else was on the show?
Who else was on the show?
Who else was on the show? Yeah. Oh, well,
was
yeah,
the
of
king
course.
Of Malaysia on yeah. the show? And then you got to tell them, and then they go, wow, oh, I get it. I mean, you're beyond that point now, but I mean, obviously.
People still question it, though. I mean, I did an interview the other day, and I mentioned that I was in Wyoming. And the first thing the guy said was, well, there's Mexicans in Wyoming?
I'm like, don't understand
really?
That.
Really?
I don't understand that. Are you still there with that type of questioning? Are you still there with that type of mentality? Like, you can't use your fucking, your own brain cells to figure something out. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm in Wyoming because I'm fucking hysterical.
Yeah, that's
and
just
it's
a
sold
strange
out.
Question.
It's a strange question because you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it for anyone else. You yeah. wouldn't do that if it was, fuck,
Seinfeld.
You wouldn't do it if it was Seinfeld. Yeah. Oh, there's white people in the I don't know where he plays. Hong Kong. There's white right. people in Hong Kong.
Right. Exactly.
Because I know he's played Hong Kong. So is there white people in Hong Kong? Motherfucker, there's people in Hong Kong. That's who's there.
Right.
There's people that like to laugh in Hong Kong.
And funny is funny. Yeah.
And yeah. funny is funny. Yeah. Like, get the fuck on with it. I don't mean to get mad. I don't want to tear it down. This was a compliment to you. This is a compliment to you and your accomplishment and what you're doing for, indirectly, your people. It's exactly. fucking dope. Gabriel Iglesias, everybody. Love you.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Tonight, tonight.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.